This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Western leaders decried the diversion of a plane to Belarus in order to arrest an opposition journalist as an act of piracy and terrorism. The European Union and others on Monday demanded an investigation into the dramatic forced landing of the Ryanair jet. The airline said Belarusian flight controllers told the crew there was a bomb threat against the plane as it was crossing through the country's airspace and ordered it to land in the capital of Minsk. Roman Pratasevich was on board. Pratasevich was a co-founder of the Telegram messaging app's Nexta channel. It played a prominent role in helping organize major protests against President Alexander Lukashenko. The Belarusian authorities have designated the channel as extremist and leveled charges of inciting riots against Pratasevich, who could face 15 years in prison if convicted. Italy's transport minister vowed Monday to establish the cause of a cable car disaster that killed 14 people Sunday in the northern part of the country. The lead cable apparently snapped, and the cabin careened back down the mountain until it came off the line and crashed into the ground. The lone survivor of Sunday's horrific incident is a 5-year-old Israeli boy living in Italy. He remained hospitalized in Turin on Monday with multiple broken bones. The Israeli Foreign Ministry said his parents, younger brother, and 2 great-grandparents were among the dead. Italian media identified all the other victims as residents of Italy. The disaster is one of the most happened in one of the most picturesque spots in northern Italy. The Motorone mountaintop overlooks Lake Maggiore and other lakes near Switzerland. This is VOA News. Myanmar's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi has made a court appearance in person for the first time since the military arrested her February 1st. Her lawyer said Suu Kyi met with them before Monday's hearing began. She faces several charges that her supporters say are attempts to discredit her and legitimize the military's takeover. Her previous court appearances were by video link, and she could not meet with her lawyers in person. Her lawyer said Suu Kyi conveyed a message of well-being for Myanmar's people and that her political party would stand by them. They also met with Myanmar's ousted President Win Myint, who is a defendant on some of the same charges. Members of George Floyd's family have joined activists and citizens for a march as parts of events marking the 1-year anniversary of Floyd's death. Sunday's march was one of several events planned nationwide by the George Floyd Memorial Foundation to mark the 1-year anniversary of Floyd's death in the United States. Other events in the U.S. city of Minneapolis ahead of the anniversary include a virtual day of action that encourages people to organize remotely and 2 panels with the families and other activists on Monday, followed by a community festival on Tuesday. Tuesday will mark 1 year since Floyd, who is black, died after former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin held his knee on Floyd's neck as Floyd pleaded for air. Chauvin, who is white, has since been convicted of murder and manslaughter for Floyd's death, which sparked worldwide protests and calls for change in policing in the U.S. Officials and survivors say a volcanic eruption in Congo and the ensuing chaos have killed at least 15 people and destroyed more than 500 homes. The UN Children's Agency said the eruption of Mount Nyiragongo sent about 5,000 people in the city of Goma fleeing across the nearby border into Rwanda, while another 25,000 others sought refuge to the northwest in Sake. More than 170 children were still feared missing, and UNICEF was organizing transit centers to help unaccompanied children. Goma ultimately was largely spared the mass destruction caused by the volcano's last eruption in 2002, but the scale of the loss was still undetermined in smaller communities closer to the volcano. Israeli police escorted more than 250 Jewish visitors Sunday to a Flashpoint holy site in Jerusalem, where clashes between police and Palestinian protesters helped trigger a war in Gaza, according to the Islamic Authority overseeing the site. The 11-day conflict between Israel and Gaza's militant Hamas rulers came to a fragile halt Friday. Via remote, I'm Liz Palmer.